这是我们以斯帖记最后一堂的分享。
And this is the last time we'll have a chance to discuss about the Book of Esther.
那我们从整卷的以斯帖记让我们看到神奇妙的作为。
From the Book of Esther, we can see God's miraculous works.
首先我们看到这个美丽对于人的影响。
And first, we can see what beauty has an influence on people.
美丽是一种恩赐，如同财富、地位、学问一样。
And beauty is a gift, just like education, riches, or wealth.
如果我们不懂得善于运用，带给我们的就不一定是好处，不一定是祝福啊。
And if we do not use it wisely, then it may not bring us blessings.
反而有可能是一种损失一种危险。
And also could give us loss or be a danger to us.
那如果我们懂得善于运用来帮助人来成全神在我们生命里头的计划
But if we can use it wisely, we can use it as an aid to God's plans.
那就能够蒙神的祝福
And then we could be blessed by God.
我们来看箴言的十一章
Turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
箴言十一章二十二节
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 22 verse 22 As a ring of gold in a swine's snout so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion
这里说妇女美貌而无见识就如同金黄戴在猪鼻子上有一次刚好我们在查考这个箴言
And one time we were studying the book of Proverbs.
这个刚好讲到这一节。
And we happened to stumble across this verse.
看到在座一些姐妹就赶快把她的金耳环收起来了。
And I saw many sisters in the congregation. They quickly took down their earrings.
我说放心啦，虽然你们有金耳环但是你们没有猪鼻子。
And I said it's okay if you have golden earrings as long as you don't have a swine snout.
瓦斯提皇后同样跟以斯帖皇后都是很美丽的
And Queen Vashti like Queen Esther were very beautiful
他们同样领受从神而来的赏赐美丽
And they were all blessed by God with this gift of beauty
但是两个人的结局却完全的不一样
But their results are completely different
因为一个有智慧一个没有智慧
Because one had discretion and the other one lacked it
所以愿我们都能够善用我们的恩赐
So we hope that we all use our gifts well.
用着智慧来运用
And we use it with wisdom.
那在以斯帖记里头，我们也看到神在主导一切。
And in the book of Esther, we can see that God is guiding everything.
同样我们来看箴言的二十一章。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 21.
二十一章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1.Chapter 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes.
这里说王的心在神的手中好像沟子里面的水是随意流动。我们看到亚哈水鲁王的他在以斯帖记里头所记载的。
And we can see King Ahasuerus in the book of Esther.
从要杀害以色列人。
From the time where they wanted to annihilate the Jews,
到后来的帮助以色列人
until the end where he actually helped the Jews,
真的是一百八十度的转变
You can see that this is a 180 degree of difference.
可以说在神的手中随意的流转
You can say that God turns things wherever he wishes.
整个历史就充满这样的神的作为的奇妙
And all of history is filled with miraculous works of God
在我们个人里头也是经常有这样的惊喜
And also in our lives we're surprised by God's works
我记得我在慕道的那时候
I remember when I was still truth seeking
当时我是我的同学带我去教会的
My classmate had brought me to church
我还记得我曾经问过他说因为你的你所带我去的教会跟我住的地方有一段距离
And I told him that because the church that you took me to is some distance from my house
那我住的那个地方有没有我们的教会
Are there any churches closer to my house
他说有，但是不晓得在哪边，他要问问看，然后再带我去。
He says yes, but he's not quite sure where it is, so he will ask and then bring me there.
当我们结束谈话，就从学校各自回家了。
So after we had chatted a little bit, we both went home.
原本我回家，我家是住在转角，所以我都会从后门这个巷子这个回到自己的家里。
Because I lived around the corner of a street, so usually I would take the alley back home.
但是那一次不知道为什么就走前面的大马路回家。
But I don't know what it was with that day, but I took the main street.
那就在我们家的斜对面看到一个招牌写着真耶稣教会。
I saw that across the corner of my house, there's a banner that says True Jesus Church.
我就赶快跑过去看一看。
So I ran over to take a look.
看到里面正在装修正在装潢。
I saw that they were renovating or remodeling the church.
后来我问之下才知道说因为我住的那个地方的真耶稣教会要盖新的会堂，所以临时住在我们家斜对面做临时的会堂。
So I asked around, I realized that the True Jesus Church nearby was undergoing remodeling, and they had temporarily set up a church right across the street from my house.
这是很巧妙的事情。
And this is a very coincidental incident.
那还有一件事情就是当我在慕道的时候。
Another amazing thing is while I was truth seeking,
我得了圣灵,
I received the Holy Spirit.
心里很火热,
and inside my heart, it was burning like fire.
我很想把这样的好信息叫让我父母亲赶快来信耶稣。
And I wanted to tell this good news to my parents so that they can also believe in God.
那时候刚好是教会的联恩布道会。
And at that time, it was a spiritual convocation of the church.
我请我爸爸妈妈礼拜天到教会来。
I asked my parents to go to church on a Sunday.
礼拜天是办圣餐。
And Sundays are usually when we hold Holy Communion.
那当时我不晓得。
But that time I did not realize.
也没人告诉我是第一次。
Nobody told me because it was also my first time.
所以我毅然带我父母亲来。
And so I brought my parents to the church.
我们晓得，如果带一个慕道者来，第一次上教会，就是在联恩会办圣餐的时候，结果。大部分都很惨。
And we know that usually if we bring a truth seeker on their first day in a Holy Communion to church, that the result usually isn't very good.
不要说那个漫长的祷告你联恩会祷告总是会比较长，而且又是办圣餐。
And not to mention the long prayers that are usually accompanied with a Holy Communion.
那联恩会的道理跟布道会是不一样的。
Also, the spiritual convocation's message is different from that of the evangelical services.
布道会的道理是针对还没有信主的人。
Because the evangelical services are targeted toward truth seekers.
针对没有接触过耶稣的人。
And they're targeted toward those who have not touched Jesus before.
但是联恩会的道理都是对内的对已经信主很久的这些弟兄姐妹的勉励。
And the message preached in the spiritual convocation is usually an exhortation to the members.
会怎么样？
So what is the difference?
我不晓得。
So what happened? And I had no idea.
所以我也是就是很高兴把我父母亲就带来了。
I was just very joyful to bring them to the church.
就开始参加聚会。
And we started to sit down, listen to the service.
那一天早上就是联恩会的这个道理是这个陈恒道长老所讲的。
And that morning service was delivered by Elder Chen.
题目。叫做父亲是屋顶。
And the sermon topic was My Father is the Roof.
我觉得很奇妙，他怎能知道我母亲就是需要这样的信息
？And I thought, oh, how miraculous! This is exactly what my mother needs to know.
因为那时候我父母亲的我们家庭里面有一点问题了
Because there's a little bit of problem in my family at that time.
所以我母亲就是需要这样子的信息。
And this is exactly what my mother needs to know.
所以这个也让我觉得很奇妙。
So I felt very wondrous at the message.
我妈妈不但没有觉得说好无聊，反而津津有味。
And surprisingly, my mother did not find it very boring, and she was very alert.
这也奠定了将来这个继续到教会来慕道。的一个根基
So this was the foundation of their coming back to the church to truth seek more.
我相信这样子的巧合，这样的奇妙在我们弟兄姐妹的身上都有。
And I believe that all these coincidences happen in our lives.
在以斯帖记里头同样也有。
And also in the book of Esther.
当这个哈曼他 处心积虑的设了恶魔啊，这个恶的计谋啊，要来残杀啊这个莫迪改跟以色列百姓。
Haman had meticulously plotted this plan to destroy the Jews and Mordecai.
结果哪知道王啊晚上睡不着。
But how did he know that the king would have trouble sleeping that night?
啊，刚好啊啊叫人家来念历史，又念到莫迪改救他有功的这一段。
And he asked the eunuchs to read to him in the book of Chronicles, and they happened to read the account of Mordecai.
啊，心里正想说啊，要怎么样来好好的奖赏这个莫迪改啊。
In his heart, he was thinking of how to honor and reward Mordecai.
要时不时的哈曼刚好这个时候进来。
And so, unfortunately, it was Haman came into the court at that time.
啊，并且啊啊自以自我啊这个自我膨胀啊，自以为王所啊最喜欢的这个大臣哦啊就是他，所以他就提出啊啊。一种啊，提出啊那种啊建议哈。
And so he thought to himself, who has more delight to the king than myself? So he started to offer suggestions.
哪想到说，王想要赏赐，啊，要给他尊荣的，就是他最气的那个莫迪改。
And little did he know that the person that got the king wanted to honor was the person he hated the most, which is Mordecai.
本来他还做了一个五丈高的木架，他要求王把莫迪改给吊死在上面。
And at first, he had built this gallows so that he can hang Mordecai on it.
结果这个绞刑架啊，最后啊，不但没有吊死莫迪改，反而吊死他自己。
At the end, this gallows did not hang Mordecai; it hung himself.
哦，所以我们才在这个以斯帖记里头啊，我们也看到哦，这个神的哦，这个报应哦，恶有恶报啊。
And so in the book of Esther, we can see that God will avenge; He will punish the evil.
啊，让我们看出。啊，这个神的主权，神的掌权哦。
You can see God's authority.
我们来看诗篇的第七篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 7.
诗篇第七篇十五节十六节。
Psalms chapter 7, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. He made a pit and dug it out, and has fallen into the ditch which he made. Verse 16. His trouble shall return upon his own head.And his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown.
我们再看三十七篇的十二节到十五节。
Let's turn to Psalm 32, verse 12 to 15.
三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
十二节到十五节。
Verse 12 to 15. Verse 12. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees his day is coming.The wicked has drawn the sword and has bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Verse 15. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken.
所以这里让我们看到说，坏事不能做。
Here tells us that we should not do evil things.
不是没有报应啊。
It is not that God will not avenge.
那最后啊，就是我们早啊，我们这一堂课啊，所要来谈的。
And so this is what we would like to talk about this morning.
谈到复仇的问题。
Let's talk about a revenge.
啊，我们先看以斯帖记的第九章。
Let's turn to Esther chapter 9.
啊，小弟啊，在准备这个以斯帖记的时候
，When I was preparing to talk about the book of Esther,
啊，我曾经啊翻阅过啊基本。这个有关以斯帖记的这个参考书籍。
And have flipped through some reference books on the book of Esther.
哦，我发觉啊，啊，针对这个第九章哦，这个报复的行动啊，哎，大概有两种的说法。
And I figured that I found from the books that there are two types of explanations for this revenge.
哦，
chapter nine.
一种啊，是赞同啊以斯帖这样的哦方这种报仇哈。他们犹太人报仇的方法。
And the first type, they agreed that the Jews should revenge for themselves, avenge for themselves.
那并且把它从这个属灵的角度来解释。
And they used a spiritual perspective to explain this.
谈到这个除恶务尽呢。
They talked about how you should destroy evil to the roots and not leave anything behind.
对付魔鬼是绝对不能妥协的。
You cannot compromise when you deal with Satan.
那另外一个角度啊。哦，是反对这个报复的。
And the other says that they are against this revenge.
啊，并且以圣经耶稣爱仇敌的这个角度来做分析跟探讨。
And they analyze this saying that Jesus says that you must love your enemies.
无论如何啊， 历史的事件就是这样发生，这样记录下来。
But regardless of which one is right, this is how history has played out its part.
那重要的是说，我们从这个历史的事件当中，我们要怎么去学得教训，来帮助我们。
And what is important is that we should extract the lessons that are taught by history.
我相信这个才是今天我们来上这个以斯帖记的这个重点啊。
And I believe that this is the main point, the theme of studying the book of Esther.
好，所以我把这两种说法我们都拿出来分享哈。
So I would like to bring out these two types of explanations and talk about it.
首先我们来谈谈这个。比较赞同这个以斯帖这个犹太人的反复仇的这个说法哈。
So first, let's talk about those people that supported the revenge of the Jews.
首先，我们要知道要融进当时犹太人那个环境、那个时空的处境之下。
So first, we must take ourselves and put ourselves in the shoes of the Jews in their time.
当时的犹太人的处境是已经亡国了。
Because at that time, the Jews has lost their kingdom.
他们是当奴隶随时可以被人家剥夺生命的。
And they are slaves, and any time, people can take their lives.
所以他们是处在一个很危险的环境当中来求生存。
So they live under a very dangerous environment, and survival is very difficult.
再来在旧约的这个教导之下。
And under the teachings in the Old Testament.
他们对于这个神的律法的认知依然停留在以牙还牙。一眼还眼啊！
And through the teachings of the Bible, they had dwelt upon an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
以暴制暴复仇的这种思考逻辑当中。
That they had this logic that you must avenge for yourself.
所以我们如果对这样的认知有所明白的话我们就不难了解为什么以斯帖还有当时的犹大人这个是犹太人会采取杀戮。消灭敌人这种方式。
So knowing their mindset, it is not difficult to see why Esther and the Jews had taken vengeance upon their own hands.
所以在这边呢，我们并不是要去评论所谓的对跟错的问题。
So here it is not a matter of what's right and what's wrong.
而是要从这个历史的这个轨迹当中来明白如果我们今天遇到相同的场景之下，我们应该要怎么样的反应哈。
But that we must learn that if we are put under the same circumstances, how should we react to it?
还有这个历史这一段的记载对我们的启示是什么？
And also, what is the revelation of this passage in history?
在第一节九章的一到十九节。
And so from chapter 9, verse 1 to verse 19.
这是提到犹太人他们执行王新下的这个诏书啊。
It says that the Israelites have the Jewish have followed through the second decree of the king.
在十二月的十三号，这些犹大人在王的各省当中聚集啊。
That on the 13th day of the 12th month, the Jewish had assembled before the king.
下手来反击那一些要害他们的人。
And they had laid their hands upon those who had oppressed them.
在当时之下这个没有人敢阻挡，因为大家都怕他们。
No one dared to withstand them because they feared them.
为什么怕这些犹太人呢？
So why did they fear the Jews?
因为怕莫迪改
Because they are afraid of Mordecai.
莫迪改已经被王高升为宰相。
Because Mordecai has been erected as the prime minister.
取代的这个哈曼。
And he took the place of Haman.
所以现在的犹太人握有大权有靠山
And so now the Jewish, they have power and they have backing.
所以连那些各省当中的首领、总督、省长、办理王事的人因为惧怕莫迪改，所以通通帮助犹太人。
And verse 3 says all the officials of the provinces, the governors, and all those people doing the king's work helped the Jews.
犹太人可以用刀击杀一切的仇敌
And so the Jewish were able to take up their swords and massively killed their enemies.
任意来杀灭恨他们的人。
And they can kill as in according to their own will.
光在苏珊城里头一天当中就杀了五百人。
And in the city of Shushan, they killed 500 men.
同时哈曼的十个儿子也被杀了。
And they also killed the 10 children of Haman.
这里特别记载说没有下手夺取财物。
And here it says that they did not lay the hands on their plunder.
在好几个地方在这里还有另外 15节、16节
also,
有相同的记载。
Also, it records this in verse 15, verse 16.
为什么不下手夺取他们的财物呢
？So why did they not lay a hand on the plunder?
因为他们是是一种这个自卫的行为啦。
Because they were doing this out of self-comfort.
哦，不是啊，
self-protection.
不是强盗杀人抢夺人家的东西的行为哈。
And they did not have the heart of a thief where they attack people for their treasures.
哦。再来当日这个苏珊城被杀的人数呈现到王的面前王来对以斯帖皇后说。
And so when the numbers of those who were killed came before the king asked Esther.
说犹大人在苏珊城已经杀了500人
了。And he said the Jews have killed 500 people already.
也杀了哈曼的十个儿子的。
And the 10 sons of Haman.
那在其他各省不知道怎么样。
I don't know what they have done in the rest of the king's provinces.
现在你还要什么？
So now, what is your petition?
我也是给你啊。
It will be granted to you.
你求什么，我也为你成就。
Whatever you ask, it will be done.
以斯帖他求了两件事。
And Esther asked for two things.
第一件，求王再延长一日。
And she asked for the king to extend this killing to one more day.
让全国的犹太人这些犹大人能够彻底的来报仇
So the Jewish can thoroughly have their revenge.
第二件事情
And second,
把哈曼的十个儿子的尸体挂在这个苏珊城上
Is to hang Haman's 10 sons' bodies on the gallows.
王照样的准许这样做
And the king permitted.
所以哈曼的十个儿子就被挂起来
And so the sons of Haman were hung.
另外在隔天这个苏珊城里头犹太人又聚集又杀了300人
And so the next day the Jewish killed another 300 men
其余王的各省的犹太人也聚集保护生命杀了恨他们的75000人
And the remainder of the Jews in the other provinces got together and killed 75,000 of the enemies
所以就这样脱离了仇敌的手得到平安
So by doing so they received peace
这件事情看起来好像很残忍
It just seems very cruel
但是我们刚刚讲过在当时犹太人的时空处境之下他们这样的反应是很正常的
But we just said earlier that under their circumstances at that time their reaction was very normal
因为如果你不这么做的话敌人就反过来杀你
Because if you don't kill the enemy first, they will come back and strike you.
没有办法得享平安，脱离敌人的手。
And there's no way you can be released from their hand and have peace.
那以斯帖皇后会这么求求王再宽限一天，也是有她的理由。
And Queen Esther had a reason for asking the king to extend the killing for one more day.
她要彻底的让这些犹太人让他的同胞同族能够彻底的瓦解敌人的势力范围
Because she wanted the Jews to completely take over the enemy.
解除了对犹太人的危机
And to rid the fear and the danger of the Jewish.
以及任何的威胁。
And any other threats.
然后她把哈曼的十个儿子挂起来。
And she also requested that Haman's sons be hung.
要让那些原本拥护哈曼哈曼的那些党羽能够死心
And so, to let the people affiliated with Haman before to lose their mindset of killing the Jews.
没有机会了，他所有的儿子都死了。
She basically wants to say there's no more chance. All his sons have died.
不可能报仇了。
There's no way you can take vengeance.
放弃跟犹太人敌对的立场吧。
You might as well give up the thought of killing all the Jews.
这是以斯帖皇后，也可以说是她的智慧，她的聪明
So you can also say that this is the wisdom and the knowledge of Queen Esther.
那从这个角度来看，我们也看出，在残忍当中，靠着智慧，也有这个怜悯的一面
We can see also from this situation that even no matter how ruthless the situation is, there is wisdom inside.
缩短了这个杀戮的时间。
And if you had shortened the time of killing,
让敌人让反对犹太人的哈曼这些势力 彻底绝望，彻底觉悟，彻底放弃。
And you would, you cause enemy to completely give up the thought of killing.
哦，减少那个死伤的人数到最低呀。
So you would minimize the amount of casualty.
哦，这是我们不难看出说以斯帖皇后她的聪明哈。
So we cannot but say that this is very clever of Esther.
那从二十节到三十二节啊，这是记载着他们啊把这两天哈。定为普尔日的经过。
And verse 20 to 32 is the feast of Purim. These 2 days.
并且啊，要所有的以色列啊，所有的这个犹太人要遵守哈。
And every Jew must assemble and keep this holiday.
第十章啊，是谈到莫迪改啊，当宰相为他的本族，就是犹大人来谋福啊。
And chapter 10 talks about the status of Mordecai, how he became a prime minister and helped the Jews.
这是历史的记载。
And this is the recording of history.
啊，那同样的，我们都会用跳脱时空的处境，以这个属灵的角度来做另外一个思考。
And so, of course, we'll always look at matters with a spiritual point of view.
哦，哈曼啊，啊，他是亚玛利人的后代。
And Haman is a descendant of Amalekite. Amalekites.
不是 America 哈、
哦。Not America.
啊，神要当日的扫罗消灭亚玛利人。
At that time, God wanted King Saul to completely annihilate the Amalekites.
哦，因为亚玛利人在当时他们出埃及的路上啊，怎么样的击杀不敬畏神哈、
哦。Because the Amalekites had slaughtered the Israelites before when they were leaving Egypt.
啊，所以啊，他在《生命记》里头啊，被列到哦。这个列为啊，这个诫命哦，要杀，要这个消灭亚玛利人哈。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, it's a law to kill the Amalekites.
哦，但是扫罗并没有遵守神的命令。
But Saul did not keep the command of God.
哦，那莫迪改啊，哦，从他的出生背景，我们看出啊，啊，也许跟这个扫罗王哦。他是有关系啊，有亲戚的关系啊。
And so from the lineage of Mordecai, you can probably see a connection between he and King Saul.、
哦、是同一族的。
They're from the same tribe.
同一宗的哈、
哦。Same
祖先哈、
哦。Same descendant, same ancestors.
莫迪改啊，在这个时候的表现呢、啊，啊，可以说啊，来补足的这个当日扫罗的不足哈、
哦。So we can see that Mordecai is filling the gaps of King Saul.
那亚玛利人啊，从属灵的这个角度来看的话啊，是代表着神的仇敌魔鬼啊。
And the Amalekites, from a spiritual point of view, symbolizes God's enemies, which is Satan.
所以我们对于这个恶事，对于情欲的事，对于属魔鬼的事情，都不能怜惜，要消灭干净，要致死。
So we cannot have mercy on things related to Satan, to evil, so we must completely destroy it.
哦，这个是我们啊，从这一场杀戮当中，我们以属灵的观点来做一个思考。
And this is something we can think about from a spiritual point of view.
那我们同时也看到说，在哈曼的背后也是有魔鬼的诡计在。
And we can also see that behind the plot of Haman, there is Satan.
因为这的仇恨是从魔鬼而来的。
Because all evil is from Satan.
魔鬼想要利用哈曼来杀掉所有的犹太人，让神的救恩、让弥赛亚的应许中断了。
And through the work of Haman, Satan wanted to kill off all the descendants of descendants of God.
但是我们看到神奇妙的作为。
So we can see God's miraculous way.
神的信实是不改变的。
Because God's faithfulness will never change.
神的智慧胜过于仇敌魔鬼的智慧。
Because God's wisdom is higher than that of Satan's.
所以值得我们去依靠。
And so he's worthy of our reliance.
值得归荣耀给他。
And he's worthy of our praise.
这是我们可以这个从赞同这个当时认同当时犹太人他们这么做的这个角度我们来做分享。
So this is something we can share and think about.
那另外也有些人是从现在从新约从主耶稣的爱仇敌的角度来反省这个历史的事件这一场杀戮。
And there's also the second type of people who looked at this book in the New Testament's eye with Jesus' teachings.
我们知道从刚刚我们圣经的这个记载，当日犹太人反击 杀掉的对方各省有75,000人。
We just read earlier that in all the provinces of the king, they killed off 75,000 of the enemies.
也就是平均每个城市都有590人伤亡。
So on average, about 590 casualties were in every province.
那相信如果为了他这个死亡的人来悲伤的这些亲人这个加起来数目可能好几倍了。
So we can think about how many families were wailing for the loss.
就在这个情景之下犹太人庆祝请客互赠互相赠送礼物。
And it was at this time the Jewish were having a holiday. They were celebrating and exchanging gifts.
让我们应该去思考一个问题。
And this brings us to a problem.
仇恨真的能够解决问题吗？
Can hatred really solve a problem?
杀戮真的能够止息杀戮吗？
Can killing end killing?
我们从历史当中我们看不到这样的结果。
From history, we do not see this confirmed.
仇恨只能引起更多的仇恨。
Hatred usually rouses more hatred.
我们来看箴言的第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言十章十二节
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12 Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
这里说恨挑起争端爱才能遮掩一切的过错。我们再来看二十章的二十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 20 verse 22 of the same book.
箴言二十章二十二节
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 22 Do not say, I will recompense evil.Wait for the Lord, and He will save you.
我们再看二十四章的十七、十八两节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord sees it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him.
这都是圣经的教导。
All these are teachings of the Bible.
当主权从哈曼的手中转到犹太人莫迪改的手中的时候
And when the authority has shifted from Haman to Mordecai
当这一把刀子从哈曼的手里转到犹太人的这个手里的时候
And when the sword has been taken from Haman's hand to Mordecai's
我们看到犹太人我们刚刚讲过以他们当时时空处境的认知他们采取反击
We can see that through their circumstances theJewish rebelled.
他们照着敌人想要置他们于死地的这个蓝本他们同样的回报给对方。
And they used the fact that the enemies were going to strike them in the first place as a reason to strike them back.
他们是遵守了旧约的律法的
And they were doing so according to the laws in the Old Testament.
但我们也看到他们也被旧约的律法给捆绑住
But we can see that they're also bound by the law.
一定要报仇。
Because they must take vengeance.
一定要用杀戮来取代来回报杀戮。
They must use killing for killing.
那是在新约里头主耶稣的教导。
But in the New Testament, Jesus teaches.
他不是新的教导。
Jesus did not teach something new.
他是回到神设立律法那个原本的意思。
He went back to the original spirit of the law.
却是讲到一个更高的境界。
And there is a higher understanding.
爱仇敌。
Which is to love your enemies.
为逼迫你的祷告。
You must pray for those who oppress you.
也就是说，要怎么样彻底把仇敌给消灭掉。
So this teaches us how to completely destroy the enemy.
不是把他杀掉
It is not to kill them.
不是用仇恨对待
You do not treat them with hatred.
不是威胁他
You don't threaten them.
因为这样做只会招来更多的仇敌
Because doing so will arouse more enemies.
要怎么样彻底的消灭仇敌
So how do you thoroughly annihilate the enemy?
就是把仇敌变成朋友了
Is to turn them into a friend.
把仇敌变成朋友不但没有仇敌而且增加了更多的朋友来帮助你。
And so turning an enemy into a friend not only rids an enemy, you gain a friend.
这是主耶稣的教导。
And this is the teaching of Jesus.
这也让我想起了一个蛮好玩的故事。
This led me to think of a story which is pretty funny.
他有个基督徒他养了一只一只公鸡
And a Christian he had a rooster.
那这个公鸡是用来配种用的所以他很宝贝他那只公鸡就是专门反正很好啦
It's a very good rooster
但是他的邻居很讨厌他这只公鸡。
But his neighbor really despised his rooster.
为什么？
Why?
因为一大早就在那边呜呜呜。
Because every morning he will crow.
啊，有时候啊，半夜啊，车子经过，那灯一照，那公鸡以为是白天的，它也叫哦。
Sometimes the cars pass by and the rooster thought that the beam lights were actually the sun, so he started crowing too.
所以他就很气这只公鸡哈。
So he really hated this.
吵得他晚上都不能好好睡。
Because that it made so much noise that he couldn't sleep at night.
啊，刚好有一次啊，这个公鸡啊。啊、不知道怎么样、哦、跑到他的院子里面去撒野、哦、
and once the rooster ran into his yard and
去捣乱、哦、
and kind of messed up his yard、
哎、天堂有路你不去、啊、地狱无门闯进来、啊、
and he says you have nowhere else to go but to come to my yard、
啊、把这个鸡的脖子给扭断了就丢过来了
and so he twisted the neck of the rooster and threw him over the fence、哎
啊、这个弟兄看到他啊，说宝贝的鸡啊，在地上挣扎，啊、脖子哦，被扭成90度哦。
So this brother saw his rooster on his yard that he's there struggling, and his neck was twisted 90 degrees.
他就问旁边在玩的那些小孩子说：“哎，我的鸡怎么会这样子、啊、
？”So he asked the kids who were playing on the roadside and said, "What happened to my rooster?"
小孩说：“哎，隔壁呀、啊，隔壁哦，隔壁做的、啊。
”And so the kids said that it was your neighbor.
这基督徒很生气，也是很生气啊
And so this Christian was very angry.
你怎么可以这么做呢
？He said, "How could you do this?"
你也不要忘记了，你还有一只狗啊。
And don't forget that you don't forget that you have a dog.
你的狗啊，也是啊，晚上啊，乱叫乱叫的啊。
And he also barks and everything at night.
而且啊，经常跑到我的门口啊来这个、拉屎拉尿啊。
Usually he'll come to my doorstep and pee and stuff.
我也可以这样啊，以牙还牙，以眼还眼啊。
I could also practice an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
但是他想一想，他是基督徒，他不应该这么做。
But then he thought to himself again that he is, after all, a Christian and he shouldn't do this.
邻居是因为他没有信耶稣啊。
And my neighbor, he did not believe in Jesus.
他不知道神的爱啊。
He doesn't understand the love of God.
但是我知道啊。
But I know this.
啊、所以 他赶快、把那一只鸡、给处理掉、哦、
And so he did away with his rooster、
啊、把它煮成一锅、这个鸡汤
He cooked a chicken soup
舀了一大碗亲自到邻居那边去了
And he made a bowl and brought it over to his neighbor.
啊、敲门了、啊、邻居就出来干什么
he knocked on the door and the neighbor very rudely said what do you want
抱歉哦、我的鸡啊、到你这边、来捣蛋、哦、那他也受到报应了
and he says that I'm really sorry that my rooster often comes and messes up your yard and he has his due reward、
哦、所以、啊、我把它做成、一锅好吃的鸡汤、拿来跟你分享、
So I cooked him into this chicken stew and I want to share it with you、
就看到那个邻居、他的脸一阵红一阵白不知道要讲什么
and he saw the countenance of his neighbor change from red to white he didn't know what to say
但就因为那一锅鸡汤、
it was because of that one bowl of chicken soup、
改善了他跟邻居的关系、
Had changed the relationship between him and his neighbor.
甚至成为带他邻居到教会来、这个最好的礼物。
And he also brought his neighbor to the church.
报复好呢还是赦免好呢
So is revenge better or is forgiveness better?、
要怎么样、来彻底消灭我们生命中的仇敌、
How can we thoroughly destroy the enemies in our hearts?
所以、我们从主耶稣给我们的、这个爱仇敌的这个角度、我们再回过来看这个历史的事件
So from the viewpoint of Jesus of loving your enemy let's come back and take a look at this history、
当然我们不是要来评论说对跟错、
We're not here to judge what is right or wrong、
如果今天你是当日的莫迪改你是当日的这个以斯帖可能你也是会采取这样的方式
Because if you were Mordecai or Esther at their time you might also do what they have done
那问题如果你是今日的以斯帖跟今日的莫迪改你会怎么做呢
But the question is if you were an Esther or Mordecai of today what would you do?
1960年中国大陆文化大革命
1960 was what's that cultural revolution of China
千万人的生命丧生了。
And many thousands of people lost their lives.
为什么？
Why?
仇恨。
Because of hatred.
利用仇恨来杀人。
And they used the name of hatred to kill people.
1980年，这个高棉，这个赤棉游击队屠杀自己的种，这个屠杀，这个大屠杀，屠杀异己，高棉的游击队，高棉是辽国，是你们的国家的 Cambodia 的游击队，是高棉辽国嘛，辽国
Laos in 1980
游击队也是进行屠杀
The Army of Laos also had a massacre.
1994年的卢安达事件。
In 1994, Rwanda.
在100天当中杀了80万人。
They killed 800,000 people in one day.
100天当中。
In 100 days.
迫使联合国的安全理事会的主席安南他当面出来道歉，因为他们有能力阻止这个样的悲剧，却没有阻止。
And the chairman of the United Nations came out with an apology because they had the power to stop it, but they didn't.
我们看中东巴勒斯坦的问题
We see in the Middle East that the problem with Palestine.
以色列人跟巴勒斯坦的种族仇恨不断的在进行最近也是烽火不断
And that the conflict between the Israelites and the Palestinians will never end.
所以这个让我们想到说，今天主耶稣的教导。
So today it makes us think of Jesus' teachings.
当我们看到这个历史的这个历史的事件的时候
，When we see the interplay of history.
我们要怎么样用着主耶稣给我们的教导
？How do we apply Jesus' teachings in all this?
对这个历史事件给我们的启示来做一个学习
So we should learn from what history has revealed to us.
所以我们要记住当我们生命遇到危险的时候
，So we should also always remember that whenever we face a very dangerous circumstance.
当我们的生命遇到被胁迫的时候
，When we're threatened.
我们要求神帮助
，We must ask for God's help.
但是当我们得到平反的时候
，But then once we have received peace.
我们是不是一定要用来做报复呢
？Do we have to use vengeance?
我们去想想看
Let us think about this.
还有，我们应当记住历史。
So and also we must always remember history.
它帮助我们了解真相。
Because it helps us understand the truth.
让我们知道该走的路，该做的事。
It tells us where we should go and what we should do.
求神帮助我们
Ask God to help us.
我们在这个以斯帖记的学习里面，让我们有一个新的视野。
That we can think that we have a new concept after we have studied the book of Esther.
一个合神心意的看见。
That we can have a heart after God's own heart.
昨天听这个值日的班务人员问说，大家觉得 homework 多不多？大家都举手，所以我也不太好意思再出什么 homework.
And yesterday, someone asked, "Is the homework too heavy?" And everybody raised their hands, and so I don't really want to give any homework.
但是我要大家去可以去想可以去想一个问题
But I want all of you to think about a question.
就是报复跟赦免的问题
Which is also the question of vengeance and forgiveness.
愿神给我们大家智慧。
And I hope that God grants us all wisdom.
我们这个以斯帖记就上到这里。
And this is the conclusion of the book of Esther.